It's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus you, the investor, in on the news moving the sector and our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focused on the most important themes, sector trends we believe investors should have exposure to as the cannabis market continues to grow and evolve. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for rebalancing. I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages and combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who invests in early stage asset classes. The Cannabis Weekly will focus you, the investor, in on the market itself, week over week performance, earnings, M&A, et cetera, to the macro, the landscape of legislation and macro trends that dominate this industry. And three, and finally, our portfolio at CNBS and our approach to asset allocation. This is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, this week. Market feeling a lot of love. Strong technicals, a couple big volume up days, but an industry that's now had a 15 to 20% move over the last couple weeks on a balance of fundamentals. And I just think a reset expectation on sentiment. We're talking about global markets that are at least in a better place than they were 2 weeks ago. So you have a handful of things. We'll talk about some of those details in a second. We're still 2 weeks from earnings season. GTI kicks off 4Q earnings on March 1, Curaleaf March 3, although you have a handful of folks, weed maps out next week. Continue to hope the industry gets their earnings season to move faster than it has. I think we should not be getting earnings in March for 4Q, but that's just me. So what is changing sentiment and what's given the positive price tone? Again, I think global markets are just better counter trend. Also, even to cannabis in a difficult tape late in the week, saw cannabis trading higher for the most part on Friday, even though the global markets were down significantly on especially kind of Russia, Ukraine and Fed Thursday, Friday rhetoric that didn't help risk. But better sentiment, I think, on legislation in Washington is part of this. I think you have a sense that better data out of the states, both on pricing and just total data, getting some sense that after a difficult Croptober and even into year end on heavy promotional activities and illicit market, some of this is turning, and we have data to support that. The hedge fund world, a handful of larger institutional hedge funds coming into the space, and I think that's also been part of the flows that we've seen in some of the better volumes. So let's talk about the market before talking about the macro, just to recap a little bit some of these bigger moves. I'd say both north of the border and in the U.S., you saw big moves last week. Tilray actually up 19.6 Canopy Growth with numbers that were better than expected, but not great numbers. We'll talk about that in a second. Up 17, AYR up 15, GrowGen up 14, Curaleaf up 12.8, Cresco Labs, which has been a big outperformer this year, up 12.6 and up almost 10% on the year. GTI up 10.6, Curaleaf up 10.3, Verano up 10.2, and on down the line. It's been, again, a significant turn. So the macro is always dominating this industry. And last week, it was a little more of the positive momentum from the hope that the House passage of the SAFE Act in the America Competes will have a better audience in the Senate than it has. But the clemency discussion coming out of the White House, and industry players are well aware of the efforts of Weldon Angelos and someone that's been fighting very hard for clemency with a personal story there that is extraordinary and really moving. And I think the White House is paying attention to this, especially as we get into midterm elections. And there's some sense that the White House needs to be doing everything they can to posture getting some of the support of the hip hop community and the arts world. world. And just, you know, most importantly, the social equity dynamics that the Dems should be leaning on here may be also the part that combines with the legislative efforts of Ed Perlmutter and Cory Booker and gives Senator Booker a sense that he's got what he needs in terms of some of the social support to then to begin to pass the safe banking dynamics. So let's see. But if you look at it from a political perspective, and you know, you hear a lot of Republicans scratching or talking about how they are scratching their heads at the inability of the Democratic Party to pass any modest banking reform. And you know, I think you've got a dynamic here where it's not a question of if, but it's definitely when. And the federal state conflict is something that still makes it almost impossible for banks to get involved. And it makes it almost impossible for a lot of investors to access this market. And that's going to be a huge re-rating for the industry when it happens. So at this point, there's four bills. Three of them are very comprehensive legislation, somewhere circling around Capitol Hill. And they all are, you know, in and of themselves singularly very important and could be very important. But in many ways, they're all fighting each other. They are competing, and it requires compromise, and it requires, I think, a bigger picture vision, but cooperation from the folks that really are going to have to pass this legislation. So let's see. But all of that over the last 2 to 3 weeks has not been the craziness, hey, SAFE is happening next week like we saw in 2021, but it's their ingredients in the momentum and again, significant momentum that exists all around D.C. in terms of people are having the cannabis conversation in ways that they've never had before. State by state, a couple of things, some good and bad. South Carolina medical bill passed, and the House is now up next for a vote on that. But in Ohio, legalization is going to probably have to go on the ballot if it's going to pass, at least according to the president of the Ohio Senate. He's not going to bring a rec bill to the Senate floor, and that's a big disappointment, especially to a handful of companies that have seen Ohio as one of the next big strategic states for them. So let's follow through on that. CMBS, in terms of performance last week, CMBS was up 10.7%. We give you a portfolio subsector breakdown here, and a little bit both in, you know, where we're invested. MSOs in kind of the pure sense make up almost 43% of the portfolio. But then if you look at U.S. exposure to the cannabis space through some of the specialty retailers and the financial services, and you know, it means that the U.S. Focus is certainly the major part of the exposure for CMBS. But as you get into the subsectors, we have 9.5% of the portfolio in financial, 7.5% of the portfolio in specialty retail, 7.4% of the portfolio in specialty cannabis pharma, 6% or so of the portfolio in cannabis technology, about 3% of the portfolio in CBD, about 1.5% in pure processing. So you can get a sense of how we're investing and both diversification, but the thematic sector approach that we are taking to cannabis both now and where we believe we're supposed to be for tomorrow's trade. We're going to leave you there. Again, this is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of February 14th. Hope everybody has a great week. I'm Tim Seymour. Talk to you soon.